So of course, like probably everybody in this round of stories, I was coerced into telling this particular story. And it has not been thought of or fleshed out at all prior, so I apologize for that in advance. So this is the story. It's very, very vaguely about a password. It's more about a time I was about 15 or so. I was in high school, just finished my freshman year of high school. And, of course, at that time, you wanted to fit in with your friends. You wanted to be cool, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, a lot of my friends were, like, into punk rock, skateboarding, that kind of stuff. And one of my friends decided to dye his go to Hot Topic and buy blue hair dye. And so he dyed his hair blue. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. My friend did that. I have to go do that, too. So I didn't dye my hair blue. I just dyed my hair red. I went and bought red hair dye. And my mom was like, okay, I'll make a deal with you. During the summer, you can kind of do anything you want. But during the school year, no, your hair is going to stay its natural, dirty blonde, whatever. So over that summer, I dye my hair blonde. I dye my hair red. The shade of red at Hot Topic was called nuclear red. And I bleached my hair before I dyed it. But anyway, so now it was like really, really, really red. But one thing that I didn't realize, when your hair looks really cool, really red at first, but then, I grew up near like in a beach town near the water, so I would go swimming a lot. And when you go into the water and you come out, the red hair ends up looking pink. So I just kind of rolled with it. I was 15. I had a summer job. I was skateboarding. I had a summer job at a pizza place. I would like ride my bike to work. It was like 2 or 3 miles to get to this pizza shop. But I mean, everybody just sort of saw and was like horrified at me. It was so weird, actually. Like before, I was this like quiet, unassuming kid who like kind of got good grades, and most people like. Most people like generally had high regard for me, but then like strangers would see me and like just want nothing to do with me because like who's this weirdo with pink hair making my pizza kind of thing. Anyway, so the summer ended, I went and shaved my hair. So now I'm going to tie this back into passwords. So a few years later, I can't even remember what it was for. I needed a password for something. And so I was like, okay, just like I need some kind of just couple like words and some numbers. So I was just like, I couldn't think of anything. So I was going through, I go to my bathroom, I open it up, and there's this bottle of red hair dye that says nuclear red on it. So I was like, oh, that's a good idea for a password. And I actually tied it in with another password of mine that used the word red before. And then it kind of just created this long chain of a password, like using like the hair dye and a book I used to like and some numbers. And I guess I can probably have a little bit of time to tell just one more part of a story. So it was probably like my senior year of high school at the time. I had a bunch of friends coming over to spend the night. And I think there was just something. It was like an email or I can't remember, message board, something. And there, one of my friends wanted to read the accounts. I was like, okay, if you can guess my password, I'll let you go. And I gave him the hint that it was, like, something in, like, my room. Like, and then I had my own bathroom attached to my room, too. So, like, something in this general area. So then my friend was so determined, he went through and, like, looked at everything until, and, like, tried a bunch of passwords until he eventually found the bottle of hair dye. We didn't have a lot. We had a lot of free time in high school.